This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What is on your mind? That's the big question, as it always is. So much so, it's the name of the program, for crying out loud. I think we put our money where our mouth is there, Todd, don't we? I think we do.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. What's on your mind? Name of the show, what's on your mind? First question we ask, what's on your mind is what we want to know from you, our fine listeners. And we have some time to do that till the bottom of the hour. We're celebrating University of Mary Giving Day today. We're going to meet some of our friends from the University of Mary and talk about some of the great things happening there. Tell you about Giving Day. Always a lot going on up on the hill. So looking forward to that. The mayor of Fargo, Tim Mahoney, will join us beginning of the next hour. Fargo has some orders on the behavior of individuals that are new as of Friday as well. Of course, we have the governor's order. Actually, the mayor's came first, and then the governor's is out there. Now, yesterday you heard me bemoan the fact that churches were not allowed to have more than 50 people in them, and I was sort of wondering where religious freedom had gone. I'm wondering where a lot of freedoms have gone. And you don't even have freedom to talk anymore, you know. Like if you come out and say that you believe this happened or that happened or that, you know, this vaccine is better than that vaccine or this mask is better than that mask, boo, shut you down. Shut you down.
Not on this show.
Can't talk. No, you're right. You can say it right here because we trust our listeners enough to say, look, we're going to put information out there. You may agree with it. You may disagree with it. But guess what? You get to decide. Novel concept.
But yeah, if you put it on social media these days, watch out.
It's really getting crazy.
Except for Parler and maybe MeWe.
I've yet to join Parler, but I started. I got distracted or something, but I'm going to get on Parler.
Yeah, I'm just as active on that as I am on my MySpace.
Ah, that's a good one. All right, here's the telephone numbers, 800-228-0550. And toll free from wherever you're listening, 800-228-0550. You could text myself, 701.
Do I have to get the buzzer out?
Why?
You're at the University of Mary. Maybe we need to get you. You can text me would be the proper grammar on that one.
Okay. Yeah.
You're the one that tells me to buzz you when you do something like this.
Yeah, but what did the University of Mary have to do with that?
Well, you're there. They teach a few English classes, and they may be of help.
I see. Yeah, go look for some help in the hallways. That's what you're doing. Yeah.
Professor!
Exactly right. No, I'm actually not there. I intended to be there.
And,
my alarm went off at 4 a.m. to go there. And
the last to hear about anything here. You can't give me a sheet that says you're at U Marion and tell me you're not there.
And then all of a sudden I wake up and I have, well, it felt like a few razor blades had been used on the back of my throat overnight. I don't know.
Oh.
Done that.
I want to get the swab deal going.
Oh, here. Yeah. Well, I'm going to at least wait a day or two, but I'll just stay away from everybody, and any of the usual symptoms show up, but I know you. I mean, you can't. I mean, I don't know about you, but you wake up with anything that you're starting to feel a little, and you know what you do? You're just careful. You know, you just.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that was me the other day. You know, you get the little tickle thing, and it's like, oh, crap, here we go. Now it was fine a couple hours later. I've been fine ever since, so.
I don't know. Somebody could tell me.
I'm never around anybody anyway, so.
If they've had the Rona, you could tell me, not the Corona, as in a beer, but coronavirus. That's what I was referring to.
My Rona.
If you have had it before.
Isn't that a Knack song?
Here's the two overarching things I woke up with. One, the really, really, really sore throat. Like, not just a normal sore throat, but like, oh, my gosh, what is this? Ridiculous. Out of nowhere, right? Kind of like I remember the last time I had strep, which was 100 years ago. What was the other one?
I knew you were older than I was, but...
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually older than Scott, folks. So.
By a few hours, I think, yeah. The other one is, this is a really strange one, but super dry mouth. Again, you know.
Hate that feeling.
I wake up once in a while and, you know, you kind of, I'm going to go drink a, you know, glass of water or something so I can hydrate here a little bit. But this is like, you know, your cheeks are stuck to your gums kind of thing. So those were the two main things. Other than that, just feeling a little sluggish. So I did not want to do that to my friends at the University of Mary, nor any coworkers. So I just decided to stay in the bunker. I am in the bunker today, officially, right here in the bunker.
You know, they may do some distance teaching, so just because you're not at the University of Mary doesn't mean you can't learn from the University of Mary.
I get some grammar lessons there, on my computer. Good idea, Todd. Also, so my text number, I don't think I ever gave it to you, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054, and then Todd is at 701-226-8503. Let's go to Kevin in Grand Forks. Kevin, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just calling. They've been finding these batches of ballots down in Georgia in Trump territory. I heard this morning they found one place that had 2,600 ballots and who went over 70% for Trump in that area.
I heard that, too. Yeah.
Are they counting Sonny Perdue ballots on that, too? Because that could push him over the 50%.
Good question. I would hope so. I mean, are they counting them at all?
That's what I'm wondering. You know, could this push Sonny where he doesn't have the runoff and we take the Senate without worrying about that?
Yeah, good point. Good point. Because he was like 49.9.
49.7.
Yeah. And if he is over the top. Well, put it this way. If those are 70% for Trump, is that what they were?
Okay. Yeah, that area has been running 70% Trump.
You got to think that, you know, it would be 70% Purdue, wouldn't you? And
that's what I'm thinking.
Slow margin. Yeah, you're right. The Secretary of State of Georgia is speaking out today, so we might know more about them. There's a big court case in Pennsylvania today, too.
I've been following that, but I was just wondering about these ballots, you know, if they're only counting the Trump or are they counting the undercard, too? They should count the undercard in this.
Well, of course. Of course. I mean, that's sort of a no-brainer, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know where you find out your answers on that. You have more resources than I do.
We'll get somebody on the phone here. We've tried, actually, but both Rudy and who we've had on a couple of times leading up to the election, Sidney Powell, who was on a number of times for her book and other things. I never had Lynn Wood on before. I'd like to. But I think they're all just buried in this. But we're going to stay on it for sure. And if I come across some more clarification on that, I'll let you know, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Tyler in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, Scott. Good morning. I was just listening to the top of the hour news break, and it reminded me, I was wondering if that could get switched over from Fox to something like Newsmax or One American News Network.
I don't believe either of those. I know Newsmax does it, and I don't think One America has a radio newscast.
Nope, not yet.
No, they may. You know, we're getting, Todd, I don't know what you guys are getting, but we're getting a high amount of frustration from our listeners related to Fox News, and I get it. People are frustrated.
But you know what? Their TV ratings had tanked, so I wouldn't be surprised to see them swing right back to where they were, if for no other reason, so that they're not third banana behind MSNBC and CNN.
They brought in a crisis manager. They brought in some VP to manage the crisis, so they realize they have a crisis on their hands. And hopefully they'll fix it.
Is it even worth giving them a second chance, though, at this point, or are they just going to turn around and do the exact same thing, you know?
I can't speak for Bismarck and Todd, but I'll tell you for our stations, and specifically the flag, which, again, the flag it is designed to be just conservative talk, right? So the idea is here. You can come here and not be assaulted from all these sides and all these other fake news. Other, you know, entities, you know, are doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, so it's a different animal. So in our case, we're seriously taking a look at it, but right now, there's no alternatives. Right? I mean, you really have nothing for news at the top of the hour. And, of course, if I said, let's listen to CBS, let's listen to, you know, take your other top of the hour news, you know, you're going to be way more offended from them than you are.
I was going to say, you got hope with Fox, with the others. I mean, you know what you're going to get, but you know you're going to be unhappy with it, so.
I think so. I think so, Tyler. But it's not like we're not thinking about it all the time. So appreciate the input and welcome others as well to do the same. Texter says, we're having a large family gathering for Thanksgiving. Governor Walz can take a hike. I saw somebody yesterday recommend 5 people now. I thought 10 was a little onerous. I don't remember where that was, but somebody said, no, maybe it was Minnesota, saying, you can have a max of 5. The day that the government can tell you how many people you can have in your home for Thanksgiving is the day we have founding fathers spinning in their graves. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. Again, don't assume people are dumb. This is what drives me crazy about these people. They assume you're dumb, but without them, you wouldn't know any better. You know? I mean, if they want to put out what they recommend in the way of best practices and back it up with some science, which you never see, never. Bring me a couple of studies that go along with these mandates on masks and other things. Give me some reason to believe you know what you're doing. Otherwise, just make it a recommendation and let people be smart. Let people be smart. Do we trust people? Is this America? Somebody answer that for me.
Your family's been making memories in your childhood home for many years. It's no wonder your parents don't want to leave the home they love. Continuing to live at home is possible when you partner with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Northland Pace makes it possible for your senior loved ones to live at home safely for longer by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more. Start your next chapter by calling Northland Pace. Located throughout North Dakota and online at northlandpace.com.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at CashWise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on Unleaded 88. Your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at CashWise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on Unleaded 88.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Just told me a great story about when people call him, how they talk about the flag. The flag is what they're listening to, and the flag is what they want to fly. You've got a great bond with our listeners, don't you?
Oh, sure, Scott. It's not just any flag. It's the flag you represent.
It's standing up for freedom.
That's what makes America great, is freedom of the individual.
Show that you stand up for the American dream by flying that flag. Call Jim, 701-571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is a highway, all right. And it's been a bumpy road for 2020, hasn't it? Oh, we're almost through it, folks. Almost through it. And we have some battles ahead related to who the next president of the United States will be. Some really smart, savvy legal minds right now maneuvering those shark-infested waters, and we'll find out before long who is officially the president-elect of the United States. Won't that be nice? I can hardly wait. MyPillow brings you our program today, and Mike has got a heck of a special right now. Holidays coming up, and he thought it would be a great time to put together a great special so you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow regularly $69.98 for only $29.98 right now. $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, but these are great Christmas gifts. $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow. Buy now. Mike extends the 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square there, and you'll find not only that offer that I'm talking about here, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Giza Dream Bed Sheets, MyPillow Mattress Topper, MyPillow Towel Sets, or call 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, back to the phones we go. I should read a couple of texts here. This is a lot of text here. A lot of text for you to play. Thank you for being much like Rush Limbaugh, says David. A powerful voice for folks like me who try to think about issues from a position of faith and common sense. Well, how nice is that?
You don't find that every place anymore, do you?
No, but I appreciate the compliment. That's great. And you're right, Todd. It is hard to find that in the news. Concerning Fox News, what makes you think they give a dang what Republicans think anymore? Their leftist leadership would rather go out of business than switch back to reporting factual news. Well, we'll find out, because that's what will happen.
But if enough of the people under them that are still there are able to get through to them, and their own crisis management that's in place says, these guys are right.
See, the crisis management is there, in my view, for two reasons. One, the ratings plummet, but also the coinciding drop in revenue. Fox News has been a cash cow. It's been, like, unbelievable.
Right, so
like,
do you want to become a third banana to CNN and MSNBC, or do you want to be a cash cow? Which do you want to be?
So I think there's a chance they fix it, but you probably have a few less board members or something. I don't know. Scott, we're having our Thanksgiving. We picked up the turkey, cranberry sauce, the ingredients for the stuffing and pie, ingredients, and a money order for bail bond money. We are set.
Love it.
Got all the turkey and fixings, also the money order for the bail bond money.
I didn't realize some of my family is listening to the show today. That's good to hear.
Yeah, funny. The legislature is going to be gathering to straighten out the governor's moves, get one of them on. People require this to be lifted immediately. Going to be getting together. I wonder if they know some news we don't. Suggested we get a hold of Don Shibley on the Education Committee. I believe he's been on the NDHSAA, too. People require this to be lifted immediately. All right, we'll get we'll do a little checking. I've heard a few rumbles about legislators that are upset and potential special sessions. I think they have 4 days left they could use. Texture says, as a middle-of-the-road guy, I can't listen to your far-right-wing antics. I prided myself on being able to listen to both sides, but have to quit tuning in when you're on. Nothing American about what you're saying.
Okay, wait a minute. That means, you know what that means? That means you're exactly where you should be, because now you are on both sides of the road too far. So, if half are saying you're too far right and half are saying you're too far left, then probably shouldn't move too far.
Interestingly enough, I see on Friday that the same person texted, the only guy more partisan than this clown is Mitch McConnell. So generally, if you think Mitch McConnell is a clown, right, in far right wing, you're not middle of the road. But, you know, some people put themselves where they put themselves, but that's okay.
Sure.
Appreciate the feedback. Right on, Scott. Next, they'll be telling us what toilet paper to use. Well, get ready for it. Could be coming.
Not only that, but how to put the roll in.
Yeah, okay. I better go back to some calls here. A lot of texts. I'm going to weave them as we go throughout the program. Farley's on the road. What's on your mind, Farley? Take it away.
Yeah, I wanted to elaborate a little bit about that incident I was dealt with in Frenchtown, Montana, where I had the police called on me because I wasn't wearing a mask. The guy told me that they reserved the right to refuse service to anyone. He didn't care that I had a medical exemption that threatened me that I was going to have to pay everybody's wages because they're going to shut them down. And I go out the truck. I'm trying to make the short story here. I go out to the truck, and I call 911 myself. I said, I'm sitting in the truck. I'm waiting for the police to show up because I just want you to see the video where I've recorded everything that happened to me in the store. And they finally took me off hold, and they got back and they said, go ahead and head down the road. The police might be calling you. The more I got to think about it, I called the local Board of Health there in the greater Missoula area and asked them how it is this guy can refuse service to me. And she said, you can't. The governor gives you an exemption for mask mandates. And I said, well, somebody ought to call that store and straighten them out. She said, you'd have to file an official complaint with them. So I called the number. I left a message. The next day I get a call from the Board of Health in Missoula area. And this gal tells me that the governor also allows each county or each area to do whatever they think is right without regard to his directive. And so if they say no matter what, whether you got a medical exemption or not, you just can't be in public places without a mask. And I thought that was incredible. I talked to my buddy who was used to work for the Board of Health in Northern Idaho. He's saying that those decisions like that don't come from any medical opinion. And I believe he said that it was the county commissioner that makes those decisions. And I could be wrong of what he was saying. Are you aware of he said that when he worked at the Board of Health, their hands were tied. They couldn't operate on anything except what the political temperature was at the county level, and I find that incredible. At least it gives me some direction to go to when I want to argue further my case.
Well, it's interesting. If that was applied in North Dakota, my guess is the majority of people would not be having stricter regulations. They'd be having a lighter touch regulation. But Montana, I guess, is going a different direction. And, you know, there are parts of Montana that are pretty much becoming California, unfortunately. So I would imagine some of the other counties, I mean, I don't fault the governor because I think that's good local control. Should be up to the local folks, but it didn't go your way in this case. Interesting deal, Farley. Thank you very much for that. All right, don't have time for another call. So how about this? Dear Mr. Biden, says this texter. Ooh, this is a long one. This is long, long, long. Although I refuse to listen to it, I understand that during your presidential acceptance speech, you were calling for the unity of Trump supporters. I remember 4 years ago, when President Trump also called for unity. I remember how congressional members of your Democratic Party responded by boycotting his inauguration. How was that for you? Good point.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Trump advisor Rick Grenell said the Nevada Democratic Party is in full panic mode after a decision not to certify a local race due to a number of discrepancies. President Trump called the decision a big victory, saying it could have a major impact. Their comments came in tweets regarding the Clark County Commission race between Stavros Anthony, a Republican, and Democrat Ross Miller. The Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper reported Miller defeated Anthony by 10 votes. However, Register of Voters Joe Garcia said his office identified 139 unexplainable discrepancies in the election. Democrat Representative Ben McAdams of Utah lost his re-election bid against former NFL player Burgess Owens, allowing Republicans to regain control of all four congressional seats in Utah. McAdams conceded in an online news conference Monday afternoon, shortly before media outlets called the race. Out of concern for safety during the COVID-19 pandemic, Arlington National Cemetery has canceled its annual Wreath Across America event on December 19th. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a Lucky Strike somebody lifted off of his old man.
Can't think of a more appropriate the bumper song to go into a conversation with the president of the University of Mary, Jim Shea, as well as his senior vice president, Jerome Richter, then Rodney Atkins. These are my people, because by golly, these two are, and so is everybody at the University of Mary, doing so much good work. And today we're celebrating You Mary Giving Day, so a wonderful opportunity to give until it hurts and do some real good for the University of Mary. Monsignor Shea, hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Jerome, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. Good to hear your voice.
Let me begin by asking each of you what's on your mind today on this You Mary Giving Day.
Jerome, you go first.
Well, Scott, this morning has been a beautiful morning for me, to be very honest. I'm looking out my window, the sun is shining, the wind isn't blowing, so that's always a blessing. And I've been thinking already about Thanksgiving. I've been talking to our students a lot about Thanksgiving and preparing for Thanksgiving, especially amid all of this chaos, let's call it, of the COVID-19 and just the upheaval of this year in a number of ways. And it was easy to start counting my blessings, looking at the students walking by my door, talking to some of the faculty and staff that I had some meetings with, and I said to myself, what a place to work, and what better people to be working with, and better students to be serving in this great state that does so much, not only for the nation and its leadership, but for right here at home. And so we need to be thankful. It might not always be easy, but we are blessed. There's no question about it. That's what's been on my mind this morning, Scott.
And Scott, today is the anniversary of the University of Mary's founding. Every year on this day, we celebrate Founders Day. In 1959, the Benedictine Sisters founded Mary College. And it was just a small place, and it was founded because we needed a four-year college in this part of the country, and we needed to train teachers and nurses. And that was a long time ago. And in the years since, the sisters have always known that they couldn't do it alone. Always they had this conviction that what we were doing because God wanted us to do it, because God was asking us to do it. And so if that's true, and if the Lord is Lord, and if that matters, and if there's a real need to be served, they knew that there would be people who would rally around this cause. And so the fact that we have Giving Day on Founders Day for the university is just a great thing, because I know that the need for good, solid Christian education here in the middle of North Dakota, serving people from all over the country, is more strong than it's ever been. And so as a result, we're just so grateful for all of the people who have helped us through the years, for people who are helping us today. And we're very grateful, as Jerome said, to have such amazing faculty and staff and the best students in the world.
Talk about why that need is, there for Christian education right now more than ever, especially when, we have tumultuous times in which we live. There's no doubt about it. Just turn on a TV and pick up a newspaper, try and follow the news, and you see crazy times everywhere you look. Things just unlike anything we've seen in our past. So what is Christian education and the product of Christian education, the good students that leave the University of Mary and other schools go out and do? What is the give back? What will the difference be?
Well, Scott, I'll say this, and it might be somewhat controversial, but I think that one of the problems that we have in our society today, in our culture, a lot of the cause for so much of the unrest and anger that you feel kind of pulsing through the veins of our nation has to do with an overall lack of a loss of faith. And here, I don't mean simply faith in the scriptures or in the person of Jesus Christ or those types of things, though we can talk about that too. I mean that because people have stopped relying on their faith and on the strong bonds of faith and the power of the spiritual life as a way to guide their lives, because faith is receded into the background of the conversation that people have. As a result, people are looking all over for meaning and purpose. And sometimes people put a religious fervor into something like politics, for instance. Now, the political order is important, and you talk about it all day long, Scott, and Lord knows we sure need to have good political structures and leadership and those kinds of things. But that never is the final solution to the problems in the world. The solution, of course, is that human beings are living together, forming together each day, starting in families, a civilization of love. Christian education and the type of education that we offer at the University of Mary is meant to do that in a very meaningful way, teaching young minds and hearts how things relate to each other, how to sort of delve into every field of study and never simply become experts that can't see anything else in the world, but rather who are able then in a broader, more strong and beautiful way to see how everything fits together and how their lives have meaning too. And so I think that there's been a general loss of faith in things which are true for human beings to guide their lives by, and all we've got left is politics or theories about what's wrong in the world or screaming against injustice, those types of things, when there's a deeper way to deal with these questions.
Jerome, why have we stopped relying on our faith?
Well, that's a great question, Scott, and it would take quite some time, I think, to unpack that. But I think one of the things that has caused us to stop relying on our faith is we don't know it as well as we need to, and we don't share it in the most appropriate ways with each other to build each other up. Too often, I think people have turned against faith, religion, because there's been this kind of, I'm going to beat you over the head with it, rather than seeing the people that were such examples to us, the Mother Teresa's. Somebody who's faithful brings care and concern and joy to others. And that is why I think this moment that we're living in now is so painful for so many people, religious or irreligious, is that we're just trying to force this onto someone rather than sharing something that has radically changed my life. And so for young people, and this is where Monsignor is such an example to all of us and all of our good faculty and staff, the sisters, is they live a life that is attractive to others. We need to show that our life of faith is something that is attractive. And so I challenge all people of faith, including myself, and starting with myself, that how you're living your faith, does it make it attractive to others? Do they say, I want what he has? And so I think that is one of the things that the evil one, if you will, has played out, is religion and all this stuff is just an individual thing. It's personal. You don't ever talk about it. You don't ever share it. And I'm not talking about evangelizing. I'm simply saying living it and letting people know why you experience joy, and why you're not fearful of other things around there or around me and what's happening in the world. And so I think people aren't living their faith because we don't have as many examples as we should of it or encouragement to do it.
I think it's impossible not to hear Monsignor Shea, the president of the University of Mary, and Jerome Rector, the executive vice president, talk about education and not get inspired on the difference it can make, with no question. That's why today is so important, because it is, on Founders Day, an opportunity to have a... a gift opportunity to the University of Mary on Giving Day, and select something that is good to you. Let's talk a little bit about where these dollars go. You mentioned Mother Teresa, Jerome. You Mary's Mother Teresa with Sister Thomas Wilder. Man alive, what a sweet, sweet lady we lost this year, and what an opportunity now for a leadership scholarship in her honor to be funded through the donations today. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we are very much missing Sister Thomas, but we're also very grateful for her life and her example, as I was just saying. Being around Sister Thomas, as you had the privilege of doing a few times, Scott, but for me, for a number of years, it inspired you to live and to live for the other, to quit thinking about yourself. She was so tough and beautiful, and so her scholarship that we have, which if you give to the Sister Thomas Wilder Scholarship, which is to our kids with need and on merit, there's a donor that will double that money. And so $100 to the Sister Thomas Wilder Scholarship turns into $200. We also have the ability to match when it comes to the Marauders Armada, which is our scholarships for athletes. And so it's much about scholarships today. And then the other one that is super exciting is our School of Health Science. And so we have the desire and the plan to name the School of Health Science in honor of St. Gianna, who was a great saint, a great example, much like we hear in Sister Thomas's story of self-giving. And so those are the three main areas that you can give to today to honor Sister Thomas, to double your money, and to help the University of Mary continue its good work.
And if I'm looking for, the School of Health Sciences across the globe, Monsignor, it's challenging to find any that would match a mission like the University of Mary's, where you have healers grounded in moral courage and respecting the sanctity of life, just like St. Gianna. That's unique in and of itself, isn't it?
Thank you for saying that, Scott. Absolutely. As I said, going back way back to 1959, when we were founded, nursing was one of our first majors. And since then, our School of Health Sciences has grown into one of the very best in the whole country. And we offer amazing programs in nursing, physical therapy, occupational therapy, athletic training, exercise science, respiratory therapy, and it goes on and on. We've got great health sciences programs. We've got a wonderful sort of nationally known master's program in bioethics. And all of that is it's based upon technical excellence, obviously. In other words, we want our graduates in health sciences to be deeply competent professionals in the work that they do at hospitals and clinics all over. But in addition to that, we want their hearts and minds to be formed according to a consistent ethic of life. In other words, we want them to have moral courage, which you need in every area of life. No matter what your profession is, you have to bring moral courage to it. Otherwise, you'll find yourself in circumstances in which you sort of slump or collapse into doing what you don't really believe to be true. In healthcare, I think the stakes are even higher, and the battles are deeper in terms of what's important to stand up for in the midst of pressures. The question, just because we can do something, should we do it, is a question which has haunted the human race from the very beginning. We've always had this question on our minds, and that's the voice of conscience. And if we have healthcare professionals who don't have consciences, well-formed consciences, who aren't thinking about these things, that's a dark day, and we're bringing light to that with our School of Health Science.
Sure are. Some bright light. Jerome, quickly on how folks donate today. Very important. Please do this, folks. How do they do that?
UMaryGivingDay.com. UMaryGivingDay.com. Go on there. Credit card. You can send us a note. You can do it however you need, or just give us a call at the University of Mary if you need help.
All right, we'll be talking with more of the folks from UMary throughout the show. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health.
Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Great specials all month long, like Pepsi products. 20-ounce containers, 99 cents, or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salt and nut rolls. Jack links. 3 1/4-ounce packets, $3.25. Jerky, $3.69. Or popcorn anopolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials, great deals every day. Grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking. You're going to love it. At PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. If you're 65 or older and paying a monthly premium for Medicare, you're paying too much. New this year, carriers are offering a plan that doesn't cost you a monthly premium. Zero premium. And it includes vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at zero premium. That's right, zero premium. Plans cover you throughout the U.S. To find your local agent, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. More at ZeroPremium.net.
Cattle, Women, and Men, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, invites you to bring your neighbors and your family Saturday, November 21st, to the Ramada in Bismarck to discuss issues regarding the cattle industry. Featured speakers include RCAF USA Executive Secretary Bill Buller, State Veterinarian Dr. Susan Keller, Dave Wright, and Eugene Grainer. Enjoy U.S. Steaks, a raffle, and silent auction, while Jeff Earhart provides entertainment. Register at iBand.org and invite a fellow producer to join us. See iBand.org for details.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So, our friends at NAC Diesel are really busy today. You know why? We've told so many folks about them here on the program, What's On Your Mind, that they have a lot of customers who rely on them to get that diesel back on the road. Whatever it is, pickups, semis, tractors, all things diesel. That's what they do, the DAC Diesel. All things diesel. And they have some tested, with testimonials, products related to enhancing the mileage you're getting, various additives, a number of things that are saving people real money, real money. I know the price gallon of diesel is down these days, but, you know, every penny counts, right?
Every penny. So give them a call today, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, for the repair and maintenance of your diesel vehicle. Or check them out online at DakDiesel.com. CJ and the team waiting for your call. They do house calls, too. They'll go out to find you. So tell them Scott sent you. Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney joining us on an emergency order related to coronavirus that came out even prior to Governor Burgum's. One was Friday late afternoon. The other one was Friday evening later. And so we'll find out the difference between the two. I want to get to the bottom of one concern many of our listeners have had related to caps on the amount of people who can be in church, which comes close to encroaching on your religious freedom. Should be a concern for all of us. So we'll talk about that with the mayor and then more folks from the University of Mary on this big day today. Founding day for the University of Mary, at the University of Mary, and now a giving day. Next up, Kevin Becker, Director of Development for Athletics, Braden Huber. Braden is an athlete, redshirt sophomore at the University of Mary, a wrestler from Idaho. We'll talk a little bit about University of Mary Giving Day when we talked to Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter earlier. You heard them talk about an ability for athletic scholarships today, so these gentlemen are going to tell us a little bit more about that. Kevin, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Scott, it is a great day on the Hill.
A great day on the Hill. I said earlier it was going to be a great day on the Hill, and now you've confirmed it is, in fact, a great day on the Hill. So that's good to hear. And it's a beautiful spot. It sure is. I want to talk a little bit about the program overall, but first I want to chat with Braden here a moment, who is, as I mentioned, a sophomore wrestler from Idaho. There, Braden, how are you doing?
Good, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I love the spirit of wrestlers. They just have that, you know, of every athlete out there. I mean, those wrestlers that just find a way. They really have a lot of grit, which is important in life as you go. So tell me about your path to University of Mary. How'd you get there, and how's it been since you've been there?
Well, I was at a national tournament, actually, my senior year of high school, and one of the old assistant coaches there, he recognized me, and it was even after, you know, not my greatest performance, but, you know, maybe he just saw something in me, and so I went on a visit out there, and out of all the college visits I went on, the culture out here was just different from any other room. It was like a family instead of just a team, you know, like the teammates are my brothers, and the coach is almost like my father in a way, you know, so I just really like that atmosphere. So, and since I've been out here, it's been an awesome experience. You know, I couldn't have asked for any more out of college experience.
I love that. I mean, great coaches are, you know, father figures, right? They're you know, helping with character building and continuing what you got from home. So that's great. Kevin, I know the scholarship available are very important, obviously, to the success of the athletic program, and today is a day where people can make a donation and make a difference in that regard. Tell folks why you'd like them to do that and what happens with their donations.
Well, Scott, thanks. You know, and you're really close to it out there with the success that, let's say, Team Makers and the Championship Club and all that have had. And we needed to find that at the University of Mary. And with Coach Dale Lennon's help, we found the Armada. And having all the coaches, and as Braden just spoke, you know, that family, that carries over to the athletic department, too, where every coach, every assistant coach, every grad assistant, we're all together. We're trying to raise the money so that these scholarships make such an impact on the lives, such as Braden and all the young men and women that call themselves the Marauders, to be able to, you know, to come for a visit, to be able to see what they could get in an award letter with scholarships because of the great donors from so many years past, and what we've been able to accumulate in an endowed scholarships and just giving every year. It just makes such a easy transition to say the University of Mary without any restrictions is where I need to be and where I want to be. And we couldn't do it without offering these scholarships.
And of course, think what you're doing. Not only giving the experience of an athletic scholarship, but also the education that comes with it, sends these folks out into the world to continue to make the world a better place and go up against, you know, this culture that is stopped largely relying on their faith, so much of that out there. So there's a lot of important things there. What else do you want us to know a little bit about your time there, Braden?
Well, I mean, I guess to go along with what Kevin said, you know, I don't think I'd even be here, you know, if it weren't for scholarship. And so it was very important, and it's life-changing, absolutely. And that's obviously, athletic department-wide. You know, I know football players that have come from, you know, rough backgrounds and areas, and they get scholarship money, and they get out of that area, and you know, and they come do something amazing with their lives. And it's all because of that one opportunity, that one coach that took a chance on them, you know. So, yeah, it's a really
story.
Big deal.
I love it. Kevin, Braden, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And remember, the clock is ticking, folks. The 24-hour clock is on for You Mary Giving Day. YouMaryGivingDay.com or text You Mary to 71777.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kronk. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kronk different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job, what do you want to do with the rest of your life. After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kronk, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kronk at 701-235-0119.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.